Number 40 from April 2008, One More Day to Live. By the time you read this, it will be long past Easter, but right now it is still very much the Lenten season in my heart. Maybe it's because of the two funerals I had last week, one of a good friend and the other the son of a good member. Maybe it is because I have been involved with an unusual number of deaths as chaplain on the intensive care unit and oncology unit lately. Maybe the mood is from calling my son to sing happy birthday yesterday. I realize he is now 29 years old, and that means that I am on the downhill side of life and picking up speed. Maybe it's just late at night, and I'm being maudlin. Whatever the cause, the season of Lent has certainly felt like a time of repentance and reflection for me, and I think that is exactly what the early church had in mind for this season. We need times to stop the world and get off and take a look at what we are doing day after day. I like the season of Lent because I am a minimalist and like things to be simple and essential. I like being reminded of the fact that life is short and I need to make the best use that I can of however much of it God has given me. I like the life and death feeling of Lent. Last year I was talking to a man in the hospital who had come through surgery, and he was impressed with the seriousness of his condition. We began talking about death and what happens at death. He said, "Well, if I ever die..." And I said, "If? Well, you know what I mean," he said. But I really think that he had said what he meant. Even though intellectually we all know that it is a question of when we are going to die, emotionally we live as if it is an if situation. The denial of death is strong, and we often act surprised when death happens, even though it is inevitable. We are a culture that spends billions of dollars on surgeries and cosmetics to try to look as though we are not marching toward death as we get older. 50 may be the new 40, and 60 may be the new 50, but dead is still the same old dead, and we're all headed that direction. The issue for Christians has never been about death, however. We have God's sure promise that whoever lives and believes in Him will never die. Death sounds like a much better deal than we have now, but we just fear the process of dying to get there. The fear of the unknown is oftentimes more powerful than the pain of that which we get used to, I guess. The issue for us is that we are saved people now, and we need to do the important things that saved people would do. We need to teach our grandchildren that Jesus loves them. We need to worship and praise God today for all that He has done for us. We need to tell our spouses today that we love them and tell them how much they mean to us. We need to make amends today to any people that we have hurt. We need to bury the hatchet today from a rift that we have had for 10 years with a relative or a friend. We need to pray and meditate today to keep our relationship with God a close one. We need to proclaim the good news of God's grace today to someone who needs to hear it. We need to treat our siblings today as if they are human beings and loved. We always think that we have more time than we actually have in this life. I suppose that is why we put so many things off, like having a legal will or even a living will. We always think that there will be time later on to do and say important things. The season of Lent reminds us that we do not have yesterday, and we are not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is the only day we have, and we want to live as if it were our last and do the things that have lasting value. What would you do if you knew for certain you only had one more day to live? Well, you'd better start doing them today, because today is the only day you have.